Welcome in. Today you're making reg-infused chaos the correct way. Classic air horn hits inside a funky drummer-style drum and bass groove in Ableton Live 12, beginner-friendly, and most importantly, not messy. The whole vibe of this lesson is simple. The drums are the king. The snare is the speaker of truth. The air horn is an MC ad-lib. It's not the song. It's the attitude. All right, let's set up the session. First, set your tempo to 172 BPM. That's the home zone for jungle and EDNB. Now create a MIDI track called Break Rack and an audio track called Air Horn. If you want to be extra ready for dub chaos, create two return tracks as well. One for dub echo and one for verb. You can do it with just one return, but having a dedicated echo return is going to make your life way easier. Quick mindset shift before we place anything. Keep the air horn on its own track. Do not throw it inside your drum rack as if it's just another drum hit. Treat it like a performer you're directing. Now let's build the funky drummer-inspired break. You've got two main paths. Option A is fastest, use a break sample. Drag a funky drummer-style break into an audio track. Before you slice it, click the clip and turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be transients. Transient loop mode forward and start with a transient grid around 1/16th. Or 1/8, if the break is a little looser. Then right-click that clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use the built-in slicing preset, or choose Transient Slicing. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices, and you can program it like a break, but with control. Option B is if you don't have break samples and you still want the feel. Load a drum rack with a tight kick, a cracking snare, closed hats, and a ghost snare sound. Here's your beginner pattern for one bar at 172. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton terms, that's 2.1 and 4.1. For the kick, try 1.1, 1.3, 3.1, and 3.3. Then sprinkle ghost snare hits very quietly around 1.4.3 and 3.4.3. Hats can go as straight eighth notes at first, and then you can add a couple quick 16th stutters for energy. Now for the funky part. Swing. Open the groove pool and grab a groove like MPC 16 swing, somewhere between 55 and 65. Apply it lightly, timing around 10 to 20%, velocity 5 to 15%, and random 5 to 10%. You're not trying to make it drunk, you're trying to make it human. Next, we tighten and beef up the break with stock devices. Keep this chain simple. On your break rack or break track, put EQ 8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to clean rumble that eats headroom. If it's boxy, do a small dip around 250 to 400 Hz. If you need snap, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kick can help, but don't go crazy, because the snare gets harsh fast. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%, boom around 10 to 30%, and set the boom frequency around 45 to 60 Hz, depending on your kick. Add a little crunch, maybe 5 to 20% for grit. After that, blue compressor. Set attack to about 3 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Your goal is cohesive and loud, not flattened into a brick. Cool. Now the air horn. Drag an air horn sample into the air horn audio track. Click the clip, turn warp on, and use Complex Pro. If it gets smeary or weird, switch to Complex. That's your first use your ears moment. Now we make the horn DNB ready, so it cuts through without wrecking the mix. On the air horn track, start with EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 120 to 200 Hz. Air horns do not need sub. If it's painful or harsh, tip a couple dB around 2.5 to 4.5 k. If it needs a bit of edge, add a gentle shelf around 8 to 10k, like 1 or 2 dB. Remember, you're not making it brighter for fun. You're making it audible at low volume without turning it up. Next, add saturator. Try soft sine or analog clip. Put the drive around 2 to 6 dB and enable soft clip. This is a big beginner secret. Saturation can make something feel louder and more present without you actually cranking the fader. Then add a compressor. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so the initial honk punches. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. Ratio 3 to 1. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. Quick vibe check. The horn should feel forward, but it should not be louder than the snare. If the horn is the loudest thing in your loop, it becomes a meme. We're making a track. Now let's make sure the drums stay king with sidechain. Add another compressor after your horn processing, and turn on sidechain. Set the sidechain input to your break rack or drum group. Start with attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds, ratio 4 to 1. Lower the threshold until the horn ducks when the snare hits. If the sidechain feels like it's pumping weird, here's a coach trick. Feed the side chain from a snare-only signal instead of the full break. You can do this by duplicating the snare to a separate track, muting that track, and using it only as the sidechain input. Now the horn mainly respects the backbeat. Next, controlled Raga Chaos. This is where it gets fun, but we keep it musical. Create return track and call it dub echo. Drop echo on it. Set the time to 1/4 note or dotted eighth. Try both and see which one bounces harder with your groove. Feedback around 35 to 65%. Use the echo filter. High pass around 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8K. Add a touch of modulation for movement. After echo, add reverb, small to medium size, decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, and pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the reverb doesn't blur the initial hit. Then add auto filter on return, because sweeping the echo return is a classic build-up move. And finally, put a limiter on the return as a safety net, sealing around minus 0.5 dB. Delay feedback can surprise you. The limiter is your bouncer. Now send the air horn to that dub echo return. Start the send low, around minus 18 to minus 10 dB. Then automate it up only for hype moments. Here's an automation move that screams jungle. At the end of a 4-bar phrase, push the echo feedback up, like from 45% to 70%. Let it start to spiral, then slam it back down right before the next phrase hits. That catch and release is the whole dub science. Now let's talk arrangement, because placement is everything. A super usable 16-bar idea goes like this. Bars 1 through 8, drums rolling, no horn, or maybe one tiny, quiet tease if you really want it. Bar 9, the drop, one strong air horn right on 1.1. On grid, no debate, that's your marker. Bars 9 through 12, no horn, let the groove breathe. This is how you keep the horn special. Bar 13, add a call out. Try 13.3, or right after a snare as a response. Bar 16, horn with a big echo tail that pulls you into the next section. And here's a big rule that beginners skip. Drop discipline. Protect the first two snares after the drop. If your horn overlaps the snare transient, it can feel like the snare got smaller. So either shorten the horn so it clears the first snare, or place the horn as a response after the snare. Now we make the horn feel performed, not pasted. Click the air horn clip and open envelopes. Add a tiny volume fade in and fade out to remove clicks and make it feel intentional. You can also automate transpose just a little at the tail, like dropping 1 to 3 semitones at the end for attitude. And my favorite, automate send a so only the last 10 to 20% of the horn explodes into delay. That's how you get a clean hit plus chaos, without washing out the whole bar. Timing trick, coach style. At 172 BPM, micro timing is huge. For the big drop horn, keep it exactly on the grid. For smaller callouts, try nudging the horn slightly early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds ahead, to feel urgent. Or slightly late, like 5 to 10 milliseconds, for a laid-back drag. Use your ears. If it starts sounding like a mistake, undo it. We're aiming for swagger, not slop. Another coach note, match the horn length to the groove. If your break is busy, go short. Trim the tail. Less reverb. If your break has gaps, let the horn breathe with a longer tail and a tasteful echo throw. The ending should feel designed, so use clip fades or even a gate to chop tails on purpose. Quick gain staging checkpoints so your mix doesn't fight you. Before return effects, aim for the horn track peaking around minus 10 to minus 60 BFS. Aim for your drum group peaking around minus 6 to minus 3. This keeps your return effects from exploding and makes the sidechain predictable. Now let's hit a few common mistakes so you can dodge them immediately. If the horn is too loud compared to the snare, turn it down and add saturation instead. If you forgot the high pass on the horn, your low end will turn to mud and your bass will hate you. If every horn has massive echo, then none of them are a big moment. If the timing is slightly late, it can feel sloppy at 172, so zoom in and nudge. And if you skip sidechain, your drum punch collapses when the horn hits. If you want to go darker or heavier in Live 12, you've got options. You can add roar after EQ on the horn, pick a mild distortion flavor, and blend it with the mix around 10 to 30%. You can also band limit the horn for a pirate radio vibe, auto filter with a high pass around 300 Hz and low pass around 5 to 7K, then saturate it. That makes it sound like it's coming through a sound system or a cheap speaker, in the best way. Stereo trick. Keep the dry horn mostly center. Use utility if you need. Width down to 0 to 30%. Then make the echo return wide with utility at 120 to 160%. Now the punch stays in the middle, and the chaos lives on the sides. If you want a huge horn without low-end mud, duplicate the horn track, Pitch the duplicate down 7 to 12 semitones, still high pass it around 200 to 300 Hz, distort it a bit, and blend it quietly under the main horn. You'll perceive weight without stealing subspace. And if you want that controlled madness that sounds like a real producer did it on purpose, resample your chaos, make a new audio track set to resampling, record a pass where you ride the send and feedback manually, then chop the best one or two moments and reuse them as fills. Let's lock in with a mini practice exercise. Your goal is 8 bars that feel like a real drop moment. Build a 2-bar rolling break loop. Duplicate it to 8 bars. Place only 2 air horn hits. Hit 1 at bar 1, beat 1, so 1.1. Hit 2 at bar 7, beat 4, so 7.4. And on that second one, automate the dub echo send up so it throws out into space. Add sidechain ducking from the drums to the horn. Then bounce a quick test and listen on low volume. If the horn disappears, do not just crank volume. Add a bit more saturation or a touch of transient emphasis. If the drums disappear, increase sidechain ducking or shorten the horn so it doesn't cover your snare. All right, recap.